And we're with Amay Garbutt this morning. She is the executive director of the Nipissing chapter of Youth for Christ. Amay, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
So this is a very exciting day. Today is your first day as the executive director. Tell us a little bit about how you got on board with Youth for Christ.
Yeah, I was... okay, that's funny because I have it too. I heard about Youth for Christ through a prayer meeting that I was attending, and that they were looking for people to step up to help launch this chapter of Nipissing Youth for Christ in this area. And so I reached out, and I spoke with Ken Farron, who at the time was heading this whole launching of Youth for Christ in this Nipissing region. And he set me up with the national people to go through the process and apply for the directorship of this chapter.
And tell us a little bit about your heart for this ministry, your heart for youth, and why you feel called to this position.
I am a teacher by profession. I'm a registered teacher. I have been in education since I launched my career 12 years ago. I've worked in high schools and I've worked in childcare settings with school-aged children. In my experience, I have been passionate and loved working with the at-risk youth in our communities. They are such a rewarding and fulfilling group to work with. And so I enjoy working with them, but the last 12 years have really highlighted the needs in this community that are being unmet. And really what it highlights for me is there are so many youth that are not knowing the Lord in our communities. And so Youth for Christ really gives us an opportunity to be the church on a day-to-day basis for these kids, go out and meet them where they're at and just learn about them, have a relationship with them, and then get to share the greatest message ever, which is that Jesus Christ died for them and loves them and has given them a way to have hope. In terms of why I feel called, I have had stirrings in my heart for the last few years, just feeling like what exists now in the standard systems doesn't allow us to share the gospel. It's mostly secular environments that these kids are interacting in, and it just doesn't permit you to openly speak about the hope in Christ. And so I just really am so eager. I've been seeking for a way for a few years of how to really achieve that. And when this opportunity came across, you know, their statement on their homepage is, we see the hope and potential in every young person. And that's what I've been desiring to work with, building relationships and helping young people in our community.
And how do you feel believers in the Nipissing area and the connecting churches can really begin to surround this new chapter of Youth for Christ Nipissing and really support it?
Well, I believe that scripture really tells us that, number one, Jesus said we are to go out into the world and make disciples. And so, you know, we can often look at that as in other countries, but we have a need here. We have many needs in our community. And so I really think that this COVID situation has highlighted many issues in especially our youth demographic. They're kind of the neglected demographic right now. They're isolated, they're alone, they're the ones getting going to school, not going to school, and they don't have enough experience in life to contextualize this, so they just feel hopeless. And I think it's time, it's a great time for the church to come alongside missions in our communities and provide support through financial support, through volunteering, through networking with us, and really coming together in a partnership where we can launch this mission well, we can launch it for success, and we can really see how God can work in this community and through those missions.
And if people want more information, how do they get involved? How do they partnership? How do they partner with Youth for Christ Nipissing?
I don't know if I can answer that question
today. Okay, that's fine.
I want to say, I'll say this and then I'll confirm if I can say this. You can go to our website at yfc.ca/Nipissing. And then you can check us out on Facebook.
Perfect. We've been chatting with Amay Garbutt. She is the executive director of the new executive director of Youth for Christ Nipissing. Amay, thanks for being here with us this morning.
Thank you.